My name is Ting Ting Chung, but I also go by Rachel in the United States. I gave myself the name Rachel when I was 11. I was learning English in Taiwan, and I was learning English with a Canadian teacher. And a lot of times, it was very common practice for the teacher to ask everybody to adopt an English name, just to make it a little easier. I grew up on a tropical island called Taiwan. It is right outside China. Taiwan is very small. It's smaller than the state of Pennsylvania. You could drive around the island in 7-8 hours round trip and finish it. We have lots of beaches, lots of palm trees. I grew up in the southern part of Taiwan in the city called Kaohsiung. It's a very industrial town, but it also has a lot of beaches. I grew up with my mom and dad, and I have a sister and a brother. So we were surrounded by family. I had a lot of family on my mom's side. We grew up with my grandparents and cousins and uncles and aunties, a lot of them around. Also in Taiwan, we grew up, we would bike on the streets. When I was much younger than you, maybe when I was 6, my parents would send me to the corner store and get some eggs. And, you know, so we had a lot of independence. I had my bike and we just bike around. I remember when my brother was 3, he would already go to school by himself, cross all the streets. So it's a very different environment. We didn't have a car until probably when I was in grade school. And my mom didn't know how to drive until probably when I was in high school. So we grew up with, you know, just a lot of walking, a lot of biking, and the buses. I always wanted to come to the U.S. because I have an aunt in Dallas, Texas. I applied for some schools, and I got admitted to University of Pittsburgh on a full scholarship, and that's why I came here. I had no idea what it means to study in a PhD program, so I think I really struggled because I didn't know how to study as a PhD student. But I had a great time with my advisor. We hung out a lot. We're still a very good friends, and I don't know if I was a very successful PhD student, but I had a lot of fun, and I changed my career many, many, many times. So it is okay to change your mind, and I did. Growing up in Taiwan, I was a very serious student. Asians value studying and the Confucius thinking, and so I never, never, ever expected my advisor in the PhD program would always take me out for fun. So we went dancing, we went singing, we went kayaking. If I'm in a class, he'll pull me out of class to go kayaking. And I had no idea. It was not what I expected, but we bonded. And it was a much more holistic approach to studying and research than I expected. I think I really miss Chinese New Year. There are a lot of Chinese people in Pittsburgh, but I don't think we have the critical mass to be able to actually officially celebrate Chinese New Year and also all the other holidays. There are a lot of celebrations on Saturdays. Maybe there's a dance somewhere and so on, but it's not really a citywide celebration. I think it's really wonderful to know multiple cultures and to know multiple languages. Chinese people operate very differently from Americans. There are many benefits of each culture, different perspectives. People look at the same thing different ways, so I think that the knowing cultures, knowing a different perspective really brings you a fuller life and a fuller appreciation of everything in life. You take nothing for granted anymore.